So I invite you to rise and join us in worship as we boldly enter into his presence to praise him.
Stand against.
awesome in power, our God, one more time. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Yes, Jesus, we praise you today because there is no one like you. There is no one who compares to your greatness, no one who compares to your love. All that you have done in the past, all that we've read about you and your word, you are the same today. You do the same things today. That is who we worship. And so, Jesus, in all of your power, in all of your glory and splendor, we invite you into this space to transform us now. We sang about all of your transforming work, the way you turn water into wine and open the eyes of the blind. We welcome that transforming work into our lives, even now. Come have your way, Jesus. Amen. Come now, fount of every blessing, tune my sing thy grace, streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy let grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above. So as we have acknowledged our dependence on the Lord and our need for Him, we want to take this space to just allow Him to minister to our hearts and to our souls. So just rest in His presence and allow His Spirit to minister to your spirit. You are the author and perfecter of our faith. That we are dependent upon your Spirit to fuel even our praises. And so, Lord, we ask that you would stir in our hearts now, bless us with an even greater passion for you. Lead us deeper into your presence, Lord, into a greater intimacy with you. That is our desire. But Jesus, we need you even for that. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. God and lift up your praises to him. Hold nothing back. He is worthy of it all, everything that you have. Deserve it all, Jesus. These are not empty words that we sing, but Lord, we sing them because you are worthy. We worship you because you are worthy. We are here this morning because you are worthy of our time, of our devotion, and our attention. So we give you our hearts, we give you our minds, we give you our ears and our eyes this morning. And ask, Lord, that you would speak. We ask that you would transform us. Draw us nearer to you as we look to your word. We are seeking you, Lord, and we trust that as we seek you, you reveal yourself to us. So let us come to know you more this morning, Jesus. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. And if you would remain standing in honor of the reading of God's word and open to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, we will read together verses 1 through 9 and 18 through through 23. Thank you to the worship team for leading us in declaring the worth of our King.